USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that more than 300 million doses of COVID vaccine have been administered in the U.S. As of Sunday, just over 49% of Americans over 12 are now fully vaccinated. New data also showing that 14 states have reached the goal of 70% of their adult residents receiving at least one dose of vaccine. The White House has set a goal of getting 70% of all adults in the country getting one dose by July 4th. And later this week, when the leaders of the Group of Seven countries meet in the UK, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to urge the group to commit to trying to vaccinate the world against COVID-19. In a statement, Johnson said getting the world's population vaccinated by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. The UK has committed to donate its excess doses of vaccine to the United Nations COVAX program, going along with the 80 million doses being donated by the US. The World Health Organization says more than 1.5 billion doses have been administered worldwide so far. This is USA Radio News.
Energized Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Now that the pandemic is beginning to wane and patients are returning to the dentist's office, there are an alarming number of reports of broken teeth, jaw pain, and even facial soreness, all associated with COVID-19. John Clemens has more details.
Most dental patients are not even aware of their own gritting and grinding of teeth caused by the COVID-19 stress. We spoke to nationally recognized dental health expert, Dr. Sonia Reddy of Dallas-based Smile Up Dentistry.
It has been astronomical. We're seeing increased patients that grind and clench lately, and we're actually attributing this to chronic stress as a part of a pandemic.
Dr. Reddy tells us about the cause of the grinding and gritting of teeth called bruxism.
The chronic stress acts on a part of the brain called amygdala, and it actually increases cortisol levels, causing jaw clenching and grinding.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Guatemala on her first trip to Central America. Tim Berg reports.
Amid the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to Mexico and Guatemala on her first trip to the region. Harris set to arrive in Guatemala Sunday night. It's her first trip to Central America since President Biden tasked her with tackling the surge of migration from the region. Republican Congressman August Lugar of Texas believes the Biden administration has failed in its responsibility to address the southern border crisis.
The administration, President Biden, and Vice President Harris have abdicated their responsibilities to keep Americans safe. They have abdicated their duties. This is a federal issue. The state of Texas had to declare emergencies in 34 counties. Now think about that. We're spending millions of dollars here in the state of Texas to keep ourselves safe. Meanwhile, the administration wants to send $300 million to Northern Triangle Country. I think we need to focus right now on what our Border Patrol agents need.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced the birth Sunday of their second child, a daughter named Lilibet Diana. In a statement, the couple announced Meghan had given birth in California on Friday and that both mother and daughter are healthy and well. It added that the girl is named after her great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, whose family nickname is Lilibet, her middle name honoring her late grandmother, the Princess of Wales. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.